Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Jamie. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Angela with State Farm. I'm calling to get a claim number.
Okay. Let's see, what's the, you have the policy number?
ALA 200-79327.
When was the date of loss?
It was August 8th, 2024.
All right, just a second. And did this, it involved an Amazon vehicle?
It did, yes. Brian Johnson was the driver, and Patel was our insured.
All right, just a moment. Okay, so I don't see one with a date of loss that matches 8. You said August the 8th?
August 8th, 2024, yep.
It doesn't look like a claim has been filed.
Can I file a claim?
Yeah. Just a second.
Sure.
Do you have the VIN number for our insured vehicle?
Well, let me look here. I do. I have all the things for your vehicle.
Okay.
What would you like first?
The VIN number.
Okay. Sorry. It's 3, C as in cat, 6, U as in umbrella, R as in rainbow, V as in Victor, J as in Jack, G as in girl, 1, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, 136, F as in Frank, 379.
Okay, it's showing maybe invalid. Let me verify what I have. I have 3, mm-hmm. Charlie, 6, Unicorn, Robert, Victor, James, George, 1, Larry, Edward, 136, Frank, 37.
9.
379. Oh, that's,
yep.
too many numbers. It won't let me add a 9 because.
Okay, let me see. We might have put it in here wrong. Hold on.
Let's see. I could try the plate number if you have that. Sometimes I can get the VIN from that.
X is an X-ray. Yeah, X is an X-ray. H is an Harry. N is a Nancy. W, 95.
And what state is that registered in?
Pennsylvania. And yeah, I had that VIN was entered in our system wrong.
Okay.
Shocker.
Let's see. Yeah, I didn't pull anything up. That's okay.
C-Y-P-J-G. E-B. 136.
Seems like maybe that F should actually be a number. Usually it's numbers at the end.
Yeah, if you just take the F out, is everything else is correct.
Okay, let's see. And what time did the accident happen?
It happened at 5:30 p.m.
And what is your name as the person reporting the claim?
My name is Angela. Last name Weber. W-E-B as in boy, E-R.
And a good callback number for you?
855-341-8184.
And do you have a good email address?
Yeah, it's statefarmclaims@statefarm.com.
And claims has an S at the end? State Farm Claims?
It sure does, yep. Yeah.
Okay. Alright, and the address where the accident happened.
Here, I'm just gonna go over here. It was on Knights Road, and it's like K-N-I-G-H-T-S Road, and Kate Avenue was an intersection.
You said Case Avenue, like C-A-S-E?
Kate. Kate is in the girl Kate. K-A-T-E.
Okay.
And that was in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. 19020.
Okay, and you have a brief description of what happened?
Yeah, so, okay, let me see here. So, State Farm and your insured were on Knights Road facing each other. Your insured was making a left turn and hit the front driver's side of State Farm.
I'm sorry, you said they was turning left or right, my R insured.
Okay, so your insured was making a left turn and hit the front driver's side of R insured.
Okay. Okay. And just bear with me just a second. Let me just input some information into the system. Okay, and do you have a damage description for the Amazon vehicle?
Let me look here and see. Oh, front bumper, front bumper, fender, passenger side.
Okay, so the front bumper, the front fender, and the passenger side.
On the passenger side. So, yeah.
Okay. And was the Amazon vehicle towed or was it drivable?
You look here on the police report. Don't have it here in the notes, but.
Okay.
Let me see what he says in the notes. No towing required for either one. Nope.
Okay. Let's see, and what state did you say this plate was in? Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have the driver for the Amazon vehicle?
I do. Brian Johnson.
Okay, and do you have an address, email, or telephone number for Brian?
I have all three.
Okay.
His address is 806 Pine Street, Bristol, Pennsylvania, 19007.
Okay, and email or phone number?
His phone number is 215-303-5292.
All right, and email.
B as in boy, R as in rainbow, I, Z as in zebra, Z as in zebra, 8189 at gmail.com.
And do you have Brian's driver's license number?
Let me look here. Let me see. It's probably on the search report. We just didn't put it on here. Oh, no, I don't have his driver's license number.
Okay, that's all right. That you know of, was there a passenger in the vehicle with Brian?
There was not.
Okay. And you have the VIN number for your insured vehicle?
I do. It is 3. K is in kite. P is in Paul. F is in Frank. L is in Larry. 4. A is in apple. 7-3. J is in Jack. E is in Edward. 164-470.
All right, 18 Kia Forte.
Yep.
And do you have the plate number?
Yep. L is in Larry. W. T is in Tom. 5558.
And what's that state?
Pennsylvania.
And who's the owner of the Kia?
Okay, I'm going to spell the first name because I'm not even going to come close to trying to pronounce it. It is F as in Frank, I. R is in rainbow, D is in dog, O, S is in Sam, H is in Harry, and last name Patel.
Okay, just a moment. And do you have an address, email, or telephone number for him?
I don't have permission to give any of that out.
Okay. And a damage description for his vehicle?
Is front bumper, fender, driver's side, front end, and headlights.
Okay, and who was driving? Was the same person driving the Kia?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And do you have his driver's license number?
I don't have permission to give that out.
Okay. And you said there was no injuries?
No injuries.
And what's the name of the police department that came out?
It was... Bensalem PD.
And did he have a passenger in the vehicle with him in the Kia?
He did not. Nope.
Okay. All right, and do you have a police report number?
Yep, 24-23912.
Okay, just a moment. All right, any witnesses or a camera that you know of?
No.
Okay, give me just a second. I will get you the claim number and adjuster's information.
Okay.
Let me see. Do y'all have like a claim number or an adjuster
we
that's
do.
Gonna side on your? All right. Do you mind giving me that
it's
information?
Being handled. Yeah, it's just being handled by Express right now. And the claim number is 38-72. C as in cat, 3-15, J as in Jack.
Okay. And you said it was handled by Express?
It's being handled by as a team right now, yeah.
All right, claim number is X as an X-ray, C for
Charlie.
I'm
sorry.
Okay.
Okay, it's X as an X-ray.
C for Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Dash O Oscar R Robert C Charlie A Apple dash 24 dash 05759.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you. X as an X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O is an Oscar, R is in Rainbow, C is in Cat, A is in Apple, dash 24-05759.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And the adjuster is Pepsi. Well, I mean, she goes by Pepsi, but I'm going to spell her first name because her it's also her email. It's P as in Peter,
okay.
H, Hotel, E, Edward, T, Tom, S, Sam, A, Apple, K, King, H, Hotel, O, Oscar, N, Nancy, E, Edward.
Okay.
Dot K for King, H, Hotel, O, Oscar, U, Unicorn, A, Apple, N, Nancy, L, Larry, A, Apple, K, King.
Okay.
At xclaims.claims.
Xclaims, that's plural too. Xclaims.
Yep, both claims are plural. At xclaims.claims.
Okay. At claims. Okay.
Her phone number is
814-885-4398.
814-885-4398? Yes.
Okay.
That's stuck. And do you want me to see if Pepsi is available and get you transferred over?
No, that's okay for right now, because what's going to happen is this is going to end up going to sub.
Okay.
Because we've handled all the repairs on it already. So
okay.
I'll let them talk to her. They'll need to, okay?
Okay. All right, anything else I can help
you
with?
Thank you so much. No, that's big help. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Thank you for calling Exceedent.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.